Bullies. Ugh, so many bullies at work. How do we count the ways? No, it's not funny. Not at all. How do you deal with bullies at work? Hi, I'm Gloria Moraga. This is Wanting Ice Water. As in, people in hell want ice water, and they're probably not gonna get it. Talking about bullies in this episode, episode 4 of Wanting Ice Water. They're everywhere. I met my first bully in my first job. I was the first woman announcer at KMJ Radio in Fresno, California, and I worked the graveyard shift. It was a horrible shift. 10 p.m. to 8 a.m. Ah, yes. 10 hours overnight playing records and talking and doing announcing and doing live commercials. My last hour was the most important hour of the day. It was when all the news people are coming in and we're doing morning drive, and that's where the big money is made. And so I was on the board that last hour, and I was pretty exhausted at the end of a 10-hour shift. And if I stumbled, if I hesitated, paused, if I was late with a cue, with playing something, I would look over and see the light blinking on the telephone. And it was my boss. And when I finished announcing, I was doing things like, this is KMJ Radio, Fresno, California. And I would have to do live commercials. Hi, if you're driving down Highway 99, please stop in at the Blueberry Hill Cafe. It's located just a mile north of Livingston on Highway 99. Stop in for some home-baked bread, those special pastries. Yeah, that's what I was doing. And if I hesitated, stopped, anything, any little problem, I would look over and the light would start blinking. And actually, I could see the light out of my peripheral vision. So if I was in the middle of a live commercial, I could see it. And it's like, oh my, he's calling, he's calling. And I would pick up the phone when I could, and he would scream at me. Scream and scream. And it was the worst, and it was the worst kind of bullying. And everybody knew he was doing it, and it was just like, okay, I'm lucky to have this job. My last bully was a quiet bully. So there's the in-your-face bully, and then there's the quiet behind-the-scenes bully. And so my last bully was a behind-the-scenes bully. And I was just learning how to shoot and edit video. And I had the worst computer in the office. And it did not have a good graphics card. And I couldn't get a new computer. And I would start editing my videos and shooting my videos, and my computer would crash. It would just crash and crash and crash because it couldn't handle the large video files. And I was requested a new computer, or at least a graphics card, and I wouldn't get it. And they hired a new guy, a new photographer, and he came in, and he was just a gem and just a great photographer. And I'm not really a photographer, but he came in and he told the office manager quietly, I know they don't want Gloria to have a new computer, or he doesn't want to have Gloria have a new computer, but when you buy the new computer for me, I'll take, not my old computer, but there was another computer, I'll take that computer, and we'll buy a new graphics card, and she can have a new computer because her workload is much bigger than mine. Okay, yes, I love that man, and I still love him to this day. And that was my last bully, the last bully I've had. And he was a quiet bully, but it was awful. It was awful. So how do you deal with the bully at work? Because they're everywhere. And I really do believe that bullying starts at the top, that the bully in mid-level that most of us have to deal with is like that because he was hired by some bigger bully. And that's the way it trickles down. So here are some tips. I've got 3 good tips for you and then some more advice. 1, document everything that happens to you. Write it down. If there are witnesses, put down in your documentation who witnessed this. This goes on more than a while, more than a couple of times. You need to take your documentation and take it to the person who's above your boss. I know that is not easy, but you have to do it because it's the only way to deal with them. You can try talking to them and saying, I don't like the way you talk to me. But make sure you have your documentation. Make sure you have proof. If someone's around and knows that it's happening to you, you need to make sure and put their name in your documentation. You need that. You need to do that. And if it doesn't stop, you need to start looking for another job and look hard. And my advice always is don't ever leave a job until you have another job. And that's what I've done. And eventually you get a job because cream rises to the top and you will get another job. But if nothing is done about the bully, if you go to higher ups and nothing is done, you have to leave. There's just no way around it because you can't live like that. You can't work like that. It's impossible. So document. If you have witnesses, make sure that they know that you're documenting and you're going to go above your boss. Please, yes, talk to your boss first. If there's no recourse, if nothing happens, you've got to get out of there. And when you leave, you have to go higher up, as high up as you can. I've been there. I've done that. Good luck. This is not funny. It's serious. It's horrible. And it's happening. I'm Gloria Moraga. This is Wanting Ice Water. Bullies, how to deal with them. Good luck.